Задание А8-А14. Вы услышите интервью с актерами. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. My guests tonight are Robert and Amy, who play the main characters in the TV series The Royal. The couple married 2 years ago, although like their screen pair, they didn't seem destined to be together. So, Robert and Amy, how did your romance actually begin?
It was never anything as formal as me asking Amy to eat out in some expensive restaurant. We worked together every day, and it was nothing but a friendship for many, many months. Then, I can honestly say, one day we just looked at each other, and we knew. It was like I saw Amy for the first time. Love's a funny thing, isn't it? You don't have to use words to know what's happening. We just knew one day, and went from there.
Robert, how did you propose?
I booked a surprise trip to Madrid, and I sort of knew that I was going to propose that week, but I had no idea where I would actually do it. Then we passed this most fabulous square with amazing fountains in a taxi, and I thought, that's it. Later on, I suggested that we walk back after lunch. We got to the square, and I proposed to her by the fountains. I so wanted to do it correctly, suitably for the purpose. I was incredibly nervous. What if she said no? I was delighted when she said yes. It was wonderful.
In next season's opening episode of The Royal, your characters marry. Did it evoke memories of your own wedding?
There was a huge explosion during our screen wedding. Luckily for us, the incident only happened on the screen. But both were fabulous settings. On screen, it was a church in Scarborough. Our own wedding was in the sculpture gallery at Woburn. There was a feeling of déjà vu, because we had a lot of people at our wedding who also appeared as guests in the screen wedding ceremony. So many of the cast came to our wedding, and Amy's parents, Liz and Mike, were supporting artists on the royal wedding, so it was a bit weird.
Amy, my next question is to you. What is it about each other that you love?
Our family backgrounds are very similar. He's one of four children, and I'm one of five, and we have similar aspirations for family life. He is the kindest man I know, and a friend I can rely on. He's the best in every way. He's open-minded, and I'm trying very hard to be as open-minded as he is.
Do you enjoy working together?
I was always close to my mom, and when I was at school, I used to be so sad about leaving her for the day. I used to fantasize about her being a teacher or the headmistress at school, so I could be with her. I sort of compare working with Bob to that. It's the greatest comfort to work with him.
You are from a theatrical family, Amy. Were you always going to act?
My parents were entertaining at Butlin's, and my sister Kate is an actress. My brother Ted is a comedian, so entertainment is in the family. We've all gone into the entertainment business somehow. My parents have always been understanding and supportive of their children. They encouraged us to explore our own interests. But, in spite of all this, I think I would have been treated as a failure by them if I hadn't acted.
I know you've recently become a mother. What is the best thing about parenthood?
I've always played the role of a mom in my films, and actually being one is everything I've always wanted. It's a most fantastic thing. I wake up early every day only to make sure that this little miniature person is there. It's a joy. Whatever life throws at you, having a child, your little best friend beside you, means you can get through anything.
And what does the future hold?
More of the same, we hope. More of the royal and more children.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Now we are ready to start. My guests tonight are Robert and Amy, who play the main characters in the TV series The Royal. The couple married 2 years ago, although like their screen pair, they didn't seem destined to be together. So, Robert and Amy, how did your romance actually begin?
It was never anything as formal as me asking Amy to eat out in some expensive restaurant. We worked together every day, and it was nothing but a friendship for many, many months. Then, I can honestly say, one day we just looked at each other, and we knew. It was like I saw Amy for the first time. Love's a funny thing, isn't it? You don't have to use words to know what's happening. We just knew one day, and went from there.
Robert, how did you propose?
I booked a surprise trip to Madrid, and I sort of knew that I was going to propose that week, but I had no idea where I would actually do it. Then we passed this most fabulous square with amazing fountains in a taxi, and I thought, that's it. Later on, I suggested that we walk back after lunch. We got to the square, and I proposed to her by the fountains. I so wanted to do it correctly, suitably for the purpose. I was incredibly nervous. What if she said no? I was delighted when she said yes. It was wonderful.
In next season's opening episode of The Royal, your characters marry. Did it evoke memories of your own wedding?
There was a huge explosion during our screen wedding. Luckily for us, the incident only happened on the screen. But both were fabulous settings. On screen, it was a church in Scarborough. Our own wedding was in the sculpture gallery at Woburn. There was a feeling of déjà vu, because we had a lot of people at our wedding who also appeared as guests in the screen wedding ceremony. So many of the cast came to our wedding, and Amy's parents, Liz and Mike, were supporting artists on the royal wedding, so it was a bit weird.
Amy, my next question is to you. What is it about each other that you love?
Our family backgrounds are very similar. He's one of four children, and I'm one of five, and we have similar aspirations for family life. He is the kindest man I know, and a friend I can rely on. He's the best in every way. He's open-minded, and I'm trying very hard to be as open-minded as he is.
Do you enjoy working together?
I was always close to my mom, and when I was at school, I used to be so sad about leaving her for the day. I used to fantasize about her being a teacher or the headmistress at school, so I could be with her. I sort of compare working with Bob to that. It's the greatest comfort to work with him.
You are from a theatrical family, Amy. Were you always going to act?
My parents were entertaining at Butlin's, and my sister Kate is an actress. My brother Ted is a comedian, so entertainment is in the family. We've all gone into the entertainment business somehow. My parents have always been understanding and supportive of their children. They encouraged us to explore our own interests. But, in spite of all this, I think I would have been treated as a failure by them if I hadn't acted.
I know you've recently become a mother. What is the best thing about parenthood?
I've always played the role of a mom in my films, and actually being one is everything I've always wanted. It's a most fantastic thing. I wake up early every day only to make sure that this little miniature person is there. It's a joy. Whatever life throws at you, having a child, your little best friend beside you, means you can get through anything.
And what does the future hold?
More of the same, we hope. More of the royal and more children.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.